Nolte, Pointer temporarily pulls blacklist with a big lie and promise to return. By John Nolte on May 3, 2019. Pointer's announcement about pulling its blacklist of 515 news outlets is not only framed around a lie, but a promise the blacklist will return. The lie is so audacious and flies so hard in the face of what we all know to be true. If Pointer were anything close to a credible institution, it would list itself as fake news. Twice in this three-paragraph statement, Pointer's managing editor Barbara Allen tells this lie. Here's big, fat lie number one: our aim was to provide a useful tool for readers to gauge the legitimacy of the information they were consuming. And here's big, fat lie number two: the list was intended to be a starting place for readers and journalists to learn more about the veracity of websites that purported to offer news. Lie, 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 lie. That is all a lie. According to Pointer's own words, its own introduction to its blacklist, the aim was to give advertisers a list of news sites that A. they should not advertise with or B. pull their advertising from. Pointer's own words promise that their advertiser blacklist, yes, Pointer actually uses that word, is better than your advertiser blacklist, emphasis added. Advertisers don't want to support publishers that might tar their brand with hate speech, falsehoods or some kinds of political messaging, but too often, they have little choice in the matter. Most ad tech dashboards make it hard for businesses to prevent their ads from appearing on, and funding, disreputable sites. Marketers can create blacklists, but many of those lists have been out of date or incomplete. Aside from journalists, researchers and news consumers, we hope that the UN News Index will be useful for advertisers that want to stop funding misinformation. Marketers can create blacklists, Pointer helpfully points out. But since your blacklist might not be as comprehensive as our blacklist, here's a handy blacklist that will allow you to blacklist those we believe should be blacklisted. Pointer's list includes Breitbart News, The Media Research Center, Pajamas Media, Washington Examiner, The Daily Wire, The Blaze, Red State, Project Veritas, Newsmax, Zero Hedge, LifeSite, Judicial Watch, Front Page, The Washington Free Beacon, The Daily Caller, and The Drudge Report. But nowhere on this list will you find the establishment media outlets CNN, NBC, The Washington Post, Politico, The New York Times, MSNBC, etc. responsible for blowing the biggest stories of the last 5 years. The Trayvon Martin hoax. The Hands Up, Don't Shoot hoax. Donald Trump Can't Win. The Russia Collusion hoax. The Brett Kavanaugh Serial Rapist hoax. The Covington High School Boys hoax. But here's the real news: Pointer is not retracting its McCarthyite blacklist in shame, oh no. Pointer is promising to return with a better and bolder blacklist. Therefore, we are removing this unreliable sites list until we are able to provide our audience a more consistent and rigorous set of criteria. Joe McCarthy, Father Colin, and Big Brother live on thanks to the Pointer Institute, which advertises itself as champions of freedom of expression. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.